Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc., all rights reserved.
Welcome back. It's 12 after. I'm Jim Blasingame, the Small Business Advocate, and I'm glad you're here. My website is www.smallbusinessadvocate.com. Don't forget to subscribe to my free newsletter when you get there. And please be sure to check out our blog. I think you'll like it. It's pretty cool. I hope you like it. We worked hard on this one. Beverly Williams is our guest and our good friend, an original member of the Brain Trust and the 2002 Home-Based Business Advocate of the Year, chosen by the SBA. She's the author, along with Don Cooper, of The 30-Second Commute, which is a book that you must have if you're home-based or want to be. She's our good friend, Beverly Williams. Welcome back to the show.
Well, thank you. Always glad to be here with you.
It's good to have you back. Do you know what today is? Today is the 85th anniversary of the 19th Amendment of the U.S. Constitution. Now, tell our audience what the 19th Amendment was all about.
Oh, you really are putting me on the spot, aren't you?
Well, it's the one that was most important for women.
Oh, okay, the Equal Rights Amendment, probably.
No, it wasn't the Equal Rights Amendment. That didn't pass. Now, this was the amendment from 1920 that gave women the right to vote.
Okay. That I guess I equate that, but that was before my time.
A little bit, but you know, Bev, when I think back on that, it's just so preposterous that it took 140 years for women to become full-fledged citizens of the United States.
Yes, I agree with you 100%.
And yet we look over, and I don't want to get political here, but we look over at what's happening in Iraq and we wonder why they haven't already got that place whipped into shape over there for women. It takes a little time, doesn't it?
It does take quite a bit of time, actually. But,
Democracy. You know,
I really and truly believe that no matter how many people think that women in some of these countries are not allowed to speak and don't have any influence, they really do have a lot of influence behind the scenes.
More than you know.
More than you know,
but still they have a lot of influence. Yeah. But in a lot of ways, they still don't have as many rights as they need to have.
And they don't have their own voice.
That's right. That's
they
exactly
have to
right.
Speak or, through a man.
Or their own cars either. They don't have those.
Right.
Hey, Beverly, let's talk about. Anyway, congratulations, Beverly, on the 19th Amendment. This is a great anniversary for women.
Oh, thank you very much.
And the world changed when that happened too, didn't it, Beverly?
Oh yes.
And
hopefully
I'll let you,
it was considered for the better.
I'm not touching that one. You're not going to pull me into that one. Hey, Bev, you've been talking to some more home-based business owners, haven't you?
Yes, I have. It's been a little busier summer than it might have been otherwise. Sometimes summer is a pretty quiet time for home-based businesses, but this time has been different, and I'm one of the fastest-growing home-based business genres are web-based businesses.
Mm-hmm. Because you can do them from home easier than anything else.
Absolutely. You need a computer and an internet hookup, or so some people think, and you're off and running. I keep running up against people who think that a web-based business from home particularly doesn't need to be planned out.
Why do they think that?
You know, I think because there's still so many... It's so easy, all you have to do.
Yeah.
Type of advertising for some of these.
Are you still seeing some internet businesses in a box out there?
I am. I am getting a lot of emails myself because my email is associated with so many home-based business lists.
Right.
That are telling me how fast I can make so much money.
Mm-hmm.
All I have to do is click on the link and go to their site, and I could be set up in minutes.
Well, rather than talk about all the places that we don't need to go to run a business to buy an internet-based business in a box, what would you do if your sister said, you know, Bev, I want to stay home with the kids, and I'd like to start running my business. Or if your cousin or your girlfriend or whatever, and she said, she said that to you, and I think I want to do it online. What would you recommend that they do?
I would say, okay, let's sit down and figure out what your specific desires are. How much money do you want or need to make? How much time are you willing and able to devote to sitting in front of your computer?
Right.
Do you want to be an intermediary between the customer and a wholesaler? In other words, do you want to be a distributor, an online distributor of a product or service? Or are you going to offer something online yourself?
So basically retail.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
Although service businesses are offered across the internet all the time too, but you better have a product, and I sort of put that in quotes, to draw people in, if nothing else. You need to offer them something more tangible. It's much more difficult to do consulting online, for instance, without offering something else along with it, such as forms people can use or research available or whatever. Mm-hmm. The point here is it would be the same as starting any other business. You've got to figure out what you're going to do and how you're going to do it. And in essence, that means...
I think we lose Beverly. I think where she was headed there, folks, I think we lost her for a second there. I think where she was headed was you've got to have a business plan. And one of the things Beverly was saying earlier is that a lot of times people believe that just because they have an internet-based business that they don't need to have a business plan. And of course, Beverly, we're going to get her back in just a second, and she's going to tell you, as I'm about to right now, that that's baloney. Any kind of a business that you have, whether it be home-based, whether it be online, whether it be in your neighborhood, in your main town, main street, on downtown Main Street, regardless of what kind of a business it is, home-based or not, you need to have a business plan. You need to have something. And one of the things that I'm going to tell you about when we come back, along with Beverly, is that you probably, if you think a business plan is hard, you probably say your business plan every day. Now think about that. We're going to take a quick break. When we come back, while we're gone, I want you to think about that. While you're listening to the commercials, of course. I know you are. I know you always do that. I want you to be thinking about this. Do I say my business plan every day? Beverly's back with us. She will be when we come back after these messages. 20 after. Stay with me.
Ever since I was a young boy, I played the silver ball. From Soho down to Brighton, I must have played them all. But I ain't seen nothing like him in any amusement hall. That deaf, dumb, and blind kid sure plays a mean pinball.
I see life and it's passing right before my eyes.
Welcome back. It's 23 after the hour. I'm Jim Blassingame, the Small Business Advocate, and we're visiting with our good friend Beverly Williams, the co-author of The 30-Second Commute, the ultimate guide to starting and operating a home-based business. If you're home-based or want to be, you won't have this book on your bookshelf. You'll have it on your desk, I promise you. So make sure you check it out wherever books are sold. Beverly, give us your website, please.
It's www.beverlywilliams.com.
All right, so check that out.
Easy to remember, yeah.
Yeah, and they can find out more about your book there, I know, and they can link there from there to buy it. And also, don't forget to check out Beverly's body of work that she's deposited with us over the years on our website, the archives and all the things that she's done for us. You'll find her all over our website. Beverly, we're talking about business plans, and you were talking about some people believe that just because they have an internet-based business that they don't need a business plan. You know, I think the truth is, Beverly, we all do a pretty good job of talking ourselves out of doing a business plan, regardless of what business we're in. But I have a little thing that I believe that I tell people that I think helps them a little bit, and that is that I think that each one of us say our business plan every day.
Mm-hmm.
We talk to somebody and they ask us how our business is going, or we meet somebody and they say, what do you do for a living, or whatever. And we sit there and in 30 seconds or less, we tick off four or five of the key components of a business plan just in the answer to that question.
You're absolutely right. We do that all the time.
So there shouldn't be any reason why you can't sit down and write down those key points and then flesh them out.
Well, let me tell you, I can understand it because as a speaker, I find it much easier to talk about things than I do to write them down. If you ask me for a copy of the speeches that I've given over the years, I would be hard put to come up with word for word particularly or even close to the speeches I've given because I prefer to let it come out of my brain to my mouth and then out to people. I like interacting with people.
Mm-hmm.
But in reality, I do have all that information somewhere, and there's other ways of doing it. For instance, when Don and I were getting ready to write the book, one of the things that held me back was I have a hard time putting my thoughts from my head onto paper.
Mm-hmm.
I can't write as fast as my brain thinks. I can't even type
it. No one can write as fast as your brain thinks.
Yes.
So don't give yourself a break. No one can do that.
But what I have found is there are a number of ways that I could do things, such as putting things into a tape recorder or using voice recognition software for my computer.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
And so there really is no excuse for not getting it out of your head and onto paper in some form.
And I'll tell you something else. There are today, in the 21st century, there's some really sophisticated business planning software out there that can help you with this.
Absolutely. It's almost a fill-in-the-blank.
Mm-hmm.
You know, what is it that your...
It actually holds your hand and walks you through it.
Yes.
And so
I have referred people to, you know, your site through mine and by voice and email a number of times because of the advice that your site gives them on business plans. I think that that does make it the easiest for people. In reality, you have no excuse for not writing a plan for how your business is going to move from point A to point B.
Yeah, tell it. That's what I want you to do. In the 2 minutes we have left, tell us how we're going to benefit from a business plan, even for our home-based business.
There's something about putting it in writing, first of all, that makes it more tangible for you. If you're not taking it to the bank, it's okay. You still need to know how you're going to get from here to there, what steps you need to take in a logical order. And it's too much to keep in your head. Plus, you will want to bring other people in, even if they're not, and this is not necessarily employees. It may be
vendors.
Your financial advisor, somebody
right.
who can help you take some steps to move your business forward. And if it's not written down, you're going to have a hard time remembering to give them all the information they might need to be able to help you
mm-hmm.
your business's success. So it's very, very important to have a clear idea of what business you're really in. And another step is who else is going to be involved. And here again, not necessarily a business partner or an employee, but there are going to be other people involved in your business.
Well, and then, you know, and here's another thing. I was thinking of a home-based business. You need to have vendor partners.
Mm-hmm.
These are very important people because you're not going to have the capital or the room to bring in all the disciplines you're going to need. So you're going to have
right.
to find some vendors who do the things that you need. And but they need to be a little bit more than just a regular vendor. They need to be almost a vendor partner. That's what I think of certain key members of our team.
And as a home-based business owner, having your business in your home creates unique situations for you, not necessarily problems, but issues that you need to address that people outside of the home with their business don't have to think about. Are you going to have a separate line? Are you going to have a separate office? If you don't, if you have to share space, how are you going to work that out? All the things that we've talked about over the years here on the show need to be part of that plan. How
right.
are you going to do this?
Beverly, I'm afraid I have to stop you because I want you to give us your website one more time.
It's www.beverlywilliams.com.
And, of course, we could talk, and we have before, we can talk for a long time about this. A lot more to talk about on business planning. We'll do that next time we have Beverly on the show. The book is The 30-Second Commute. Thanks, Beverly, for being here. Good job.
Thank you.
See you next time. Quick break, right back with Pierce and Jane Howard. This show is brought to you by IBM and Office Depot. It's 29 after.
Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc., intended for the private use of our audience. Except as otherwise provided by copyright law, all other copying, redistribution, or publication without prior written consent is prohibited. All rights reserved.